Prevention will also relate to the previous segments of this point, which were discussed beforehand. So, on behalf of the EU and its member states, I would like to thank UNICE EPR Secretariat and the UNICE EPR Expert Group for the extensive work carried out so far, including the survey to investigate the different stakeholders' views on the structure of the EPRs. We also welcome the documents drafted by the Secretariat on the topic of the fourth cycle of environmental performance reviews and praise the efforts of the two countries we heard, Kyrgyzstan and Mauritania. We thank for cooperation of the Kyrgyz and Mauritania's authorities in gathering necessary information to be sure to make sure that the EPRs are state-of-art publications which would contain relevant recommendations to follow, which we heard that it is the case. We agree with the UNICE EPR Expert Group that the most suitable approach to address diverse contexts in the reviewed countries is the flexible one, so in which is described in letter D in the EC/CEP/2023/7 document that you mentioned. This approach aligns with the 2024 environment sub-program described in EC/CEP/2023/5 document, where a country needs-based approach is recalled. Moreover, I would like to stress the importance of improving the implementation rate of the recommendations. Therefore, we welcome the introduction of innovative features. It is the letter E, if I'm not mistaken, in the document 7, which I mentioned, which might spur countries to select priority areas and facilitate their implementation efforts. Thank you very much.